Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Apple TV Plus debuts Friday. And that's free, right, Brad?
Well, it's free when you buy the new iPhone 11.
Oh, so you got to
buy it. You get it with that, yeah.
How much is it if you have the old iPhone?
I think it's $4.99.
$4.99 a month.
Good price.
Yeah.
How long will it stay there?
It'll be fine. It'll be perfect.
You know what? Yeah. There is so much more competition in that world. I think a lot of them, I bet some of the others are going to start to come down.
Start dropping down. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. We're in the middle of the streaming wars.
Yeah. You've got all these different guys jumping on the pile.
And how many are going to figure out different ways to monetize this, too?
Right.
You got Netflix, right?
Yeah, Netflix,
Hulu,
yeah.
Amazon,
yeah, Disney Plus,
CBS has one. ABC is going to be huge.
Yeah, that's
the money they're dumping into their programming. The Disney one,
yeah. They got all the Disney stuff, right?
Yeah,
and
there's more
this
too.
New Star Wars series
that'll
that
be
looks
huge.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's a great time to be a director or a producer or an actor.
A Wookiee.
Yeah,
or an actor.
Because all of a sudden the bidding has gone crazy.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I have no idea what Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are making.
Oh, yeah. It would
oh
be crazy.
God, I can't even imagine.
I'm sure it's a pretty penny. Now, they're also doing a great job publicizing this thing. It's the morning show, and it's like Good Morning America or CBS This Morning.
Or the Today Show, right.
Yeah, and there's a young, attractive lady coming in, and the older lady, which there's really... In reality, Jennifer Aniston is not that much older.
She's like 7 years older than Reese Witherspoon.
Right.
And then Steve Carell's in it, too, but he gets fired right
away. He's home on the couch, smashing the television.
In the first 60 seconds.
That's right.
Yeah.
So they have all these great... They have all these great interviews set up, and it's a beautiful thing what they did. They took a whole hotel room, put the set... behind them of the morning show.
But still, what's most fascinating to me about this is the fact that all of this has been in the planning and the building and the production for a long time.
Yeah.
And now, at this moment in time, out comes the Ronan Farrow book, out comes all of this information about these morning shows, and it really changes the way we look at a show like that.
Yes.
That makes it doubly as fascinating to me.
Now, you walk in this room, and you told me that... a lot of other people came out of there and looked shell-shocked. You were not first, second, or third to be in there.
That's right. There were real-life journalists there, and they all want to scoop. You know, they want to talk about, you know, hashtag Me Too and all these things. And I just want to have a laugh and have a chat. And
talk about the show.
Talk about the show. And, you know, I'm so excited to be in front of Aniston and Witherspoon. So I'm waiting outside. And men and women, serious journalists, are walking out beaten. It's like they've just done a Pilates class.
Because they're being really careful not to say anything in there that...
That's right. And I walk. Again, I'm like a big Alsatian dog. Just
you had some history with Jennifer Aniston in the past.
Well.
That's right. Yes. Remember when I stood up and scared her?
Yes.
Yeah. Have a listen to this. Yeah.
You were crouched down, and she said, "Why don't you stand up a little so I can see you?"
It was Adam Sandler as well with her.
Right. Right. What's that?
What the heck is that thing?
Yeah.
So here we go, Brad and Jennifer Aniston. Right.
This is about 8 years ago, the moment where this video went viral.
Right.
Bye. Crouching.
I'm such a big guy and I get in the way of the...
What stand are you up. Getting in the way of? Oh, the camera. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's awful.
Oh, my God.
That's not right. Get going. Put your hat on and get out of here.
Sorry I scared you there, Jen.
I can't believe
it. Don't ever do that to Anna.
That was so great.
I'm about to put your hat on and get out of here.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
That was great. That first line.
Yeah. Great lines from Sandler.
One more time.
Yeah.
Bye. Crouching.
I'm such a big guy, and I get in the way of the...
Oh, what are you getting in the way of? Oh, the camera. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
That's just Brad.
He sounds
just
like
Brad.
He's on a,
thank you.
He sounds like he's on a roller coaster.
Yes.
So,
So that video went great. It's on YouTube. Yeah. You know, it got a lot of hits, and people seem to like me getting abused.
It went viral,
boy.
It
went viral, with Jennifer Aniston saying, "That's awful." When you think about it, it's quite mean.
Oh, I thought that was Adam Sandler.
Well, they both said, that's right. Oh. She just laughed at me and was in shock, and her eyes went Google eyes.
So here's the new interview.
Well, this is big, Scott, now. So I walk into this room. I'm so excited. Reese is getting her makeup done. So for 2 minutes, I'm sitting there with the cameras not rolling, talking to Jennifer Aniston. We're just talking about life, and she's asking me how I got to New York from Australia, and everything's...
And she was fine.
Fun and great.
So it's not time to really do the interview.
No, that's right. And then the camera goes on, and we're in business mode then. But I'm so pumped up and happy. The big thing I love in this is that Aniston and Witherspoon work together on Friends.
Oh, that's right. She was her little sister.
Yeah. Reese dated Ross. Right. Yeah, her name was Jill, and they had a great couple of episodes together. So it was nice to see them back on camera together. So here's me and Witherspoon and Aniston.
Jennifer, Reese, how you going?
This is great.
Very exciting. I love the show.
Thank you.
It's action-packed. You know, when you're making a show like this, do you know that stuff's moving quickly as you're sort of painfully making it?
Oh, yeah. It was exactly that. Yes. It was moving fast, and it was all sorts of things coming at us from all sorts of directions, and we lived. We made a great show.
Yeah, your character, Reese, is how you start the viral video and you get sort of thrust upon New York City and morning television. But is that exciting to play this upstart?
That scene was tough to shoot, the one where my viral video is like, guys, it has to be really crazy to go viral. I better really go there.
And you were sick.
I was sick. Oh, there was dust everywhere. But it was so thrilling to do that.
And then going head-to-head, Jen, with Reese, that great scene. I say that scene's like De Niro Pacino in Heat. You know, when you both get together and you're doing that great interview in the first... Yeah. When you're doing that, do you think you're nailing it?
I mean, I hope I'm nailing it. I just think it's just one of those power dynamics that's at play, you know, by using the subject of the... interview.
Yeah, it was awkward. Like, was it meant to be awkward? Like, I actually shuddered as a grown man. I just sort of...
non-verbal, verbal sort of showdown.
What did you think, Reese?
Yeah, it was a challenging scene, but I thought we were very prepared, and it was a long scene.
Yes.
And we just went at it. I think... It was really good. I really enjoyed doing it.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a little bit better than that great scene you had on the couch in Central Perk in Friends when you played a sister.
Can't compare.
That was a good scene,
that was
too. Jen, I had a viral video, go big, of me and you on a red carpet. This is pretty awesome. Get ready, and I will, here we go.
Oh.
I was down.
Oh, the camera. Yeah.
And you said stand up.
Oh, my God! That's awful!
Is it just because you're so tall?
So tall. And I stood up and...
look at Stephen. Yeah.
Put your hat on. Yeah.
Dying. That's hysterical.
Yeah, anyway, Sandler says it to me every time. So
that's awful.
Great. My viral video.
That's a
thank
shame.
You so much.
Thank you so much.
Love you on TikTok.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Stay with it.
Thanks.
Yeah, crush
it.
All right, see you later.
Love you on TikTok.
So what is the scene that you were talking about? Where they go at each other?
Yeah, the first time.
They're
on the set of the show, and Jennifer Aniston's character interviews Reese Witherspoon. They meet for the first time on camera.
And don't like each other because there's the threat.
It's a phenomenal scene.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
It's just tense, and you can't watch it. And Aniston's kind of bitchy.
Yeah.
To her.
When does that morning show premiere again?
Friday.
Yeah. Friday.
Yeah. On Apple TV Plus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Reese. Thank you, Brad.
That's awful. That's what Sandler said.
Put your hat on and get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.